Proteins used to be mysterious molecules we didn't understand, especially when it came to their structure, shape, and function. But now we're learning to design them to reprogram biology itself, from lab-made insulin to antibody-based drugs. Scientists are building custom proteins to treat disease, clean up pollution, and even tackle climate change. Here's synthetic biology specialist Dr. West Robertson from the MRC Laboratory of Molecular Biology at Cambridge University on the new generation of protein engineers that are turning nature's machinery into tomorrow's toolkit.
We've learned enough from studying biology and nature to take that information as engineers and to start making new proteins. So we studied tens of thousands of protein variants with different sequences and different structures. So now we can use that information to model how sequence leads to structure. And in the lab, we're using that understanding of how structure affects function as well to help us design and generate novel proteins for use in biomedicine, material science, and beyond.
So we've come a long way since insulin was first discovered. How do we now build or redesign proteins in the lab?
Well, in addition to understanding the amino acid sequence of proteins, we also understand how the sequence of DNA programs the amino acid sequence in the protein. So as genetic engineers, taking a step back, we can program the DNA in cells to yield different sequences. So we can now engineer new proteins with new sequences and new structures in a predictable manner. The advantage is that we can really easily edit the DNA sequence in many different contexts to thus test many different types of protein structures at scale. In practice, most molecular biology labs in the world do this on a daily basis.
So proteins are rarely involved in multiple facets of life. Are we now programming biology like software? What does that actually mean?
Yes, I think that's a good analogy that you just put forth. We know the language of the genetic code. This is how cells use DNA to program the synthesis of proteins. With that understanding of the language, we now can use it in a predictable and programmable manner. A simple DNA input yields a reliable protein output. Now we can test many different proteins to perform specific functions so we can understand what is the best sequence and structure to best carry out a specific function. We've also developed new tools for bioengineering where we're now writing DNA at the gene, but also genome level. We can safely program novel functions for synthetic proteins, but we can also safely program novel functions for entirely synthetic microorganisms.
So basically, we start from DNA, we then get the amino acid sequence, and then we're getting new novel proteins. Can you give us some everyday examples of lab design proteins, like medicines or enzymes that people might know?
For sure. As you alluded to earlier, insulin is the first great example, which really started the biotechnology industry in the late 1970s. Another great example is monoclonal antibodies. As a field, we've developed a robust pipeline to understand their sequences and then engineer these antibodies in the lab to then deploy them for use in the clinic to target cancer, viral infections, or inflammation. But besides just medicine, we also use proteins in material science. For example, they can be used as adhesives, they can be used in washing powders, and they can have a variety of other applications in material science.
So could these custom proteins help us tackle bigger problems like global health or even climate change?
Definitely. Scientists are tackling these difficult problems using our ability to engineer proteins to, for example, make proteins that can break down plastics so we can degrade them. We can also use proteins and engineer them to replace plastics themselves in a more green and sustainable way than how plastics are currently made. We can also engineer proteins to capture CO2, and we can use proteins in plants to help them withstand infections and to increase resistance to drought. We also use proteins in medicine, but we also take inspiration from how nature uses proteins for a lot of other applications besides just medicine.
That was Wes Robertson.